like your style, dude.
Dr. Groove on Radioactive International.
You are listening to Dr. Groove on the wireless.
You're listening to Groove on the Wireless on Radioactive International.
You're listening to Dr. Groove on the Wireless.
Unusual intro in that I was listening for a siren out in the back and it just stopped as soon as I started recording. This is an outdoor broadcast, Groove on the Wireless, show number 86, and I'm not really sure where we're going to start. Pushkin is up seeking. Are you going to say something on the microphone? He's very close to it. Seeking affection. I was away, as you know, for 2 weeks and a bit in California, and you would have heard some of my nephews on the last broadcast in 85, show 85, and there was a kind of proto mix that I was working on, but I've decided I'm going to use a different type of mix. So some of that stuff I had initially planned to put it up as a mix, now it's going to get changed. And there's going to be different songs on it, but some of it might stay the same. So for those of you who don't remember, it started off with Californication, then we went into the mix. So anyway, one of the things that I did in California was I visited Google, which is kind of like UCD except more atmosphere and more people. Then I started watching a program about Silicon Valley, called Silicon Valley, and it's kind of, it's not a documentary, it's a played for laughs, it's comedy. And so I think the best way to start is by asking one of the characters what he does for the company. So let's start there. Welcome to show 86, Groove on the Wireless.
So can you kind of catch me up on what you see as your role in the company? What do you do?
What do I do? System architecture, networking, and security. No one in this house can touch me on that.
Okay, that's good to know.
But does anyone appreciate that? While you were busy minoring in gender studies and singing a cappella at Sarah Lawrence, I was gaining root access to NSA servers. I was one click away from starting a second Iranian revolution.
I actually went to Vassar.
I prevent cross-site scripting. I monitor for DDoS attacks, emergency database rollbacks, and faulty transaction handlings. The internet, heard of it, transfers half a petabyte of data every minute. Do you have any idea how that happens? All those U-porn ones and zeros streaming directly to your shitty little smartphone day after day. Every dipshit who shits his pants if he can't get the new dubstep Skrillex remix in under 12 seconds. It's not magic, it's talent and sweat. People like me ensuring your packets get delivered unsniffed. So what do? I make sure that one bad config on one key component doesn't bankrupt the entire fucking company. That's what the fuck I do.
I mean, that's basically what I told him.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. fallen into. Getting out is difficult. But you will have to get out. Once the love disappears, the death becomes a hell. Then there is quarreling, argument, agony, every kind of nastiness from both sides. Nobody wants to hurt. But because he's hurting, she's hurting. And only the governor tapping the hard feelings of the other. Nobody asks me for falling. This is strange, right? For 35 years, I have been waiting for somebody to ask me to how to fall in love. Nobody asks that, man. Because you have asked that, I would have suggested. Never fall in love. Try to rise. Try to rise. Right to rights.
She said we can't fight it. We must deal with the badness, make terms.
And didn't the badness deal with you and make its own terms in the end, surely?
You can fight, but what good is it? goodbye.
You mean we can't win?
No, we can't win. Give my love to the sunrise.
And we can't lose either. Only if we quit.
And you're not going to.
Not again.
Oh, Michael.
Cups of the rosé, bitches in my old phone. I should call one and go home. I've been in this club too long. The woman that I would try is happy with a good guy, but I've been drinking so much that I'ma call her anyway and say, fuck that nigga that you love so bad. I know you still think about the times we had. I say, fuck that nigga that you think you found, and since you picked up, I know he's not around. Oh,
are you drunk right now?
I'm just saying. Tell me, have you heard that lately? I'm just saying you could do better. And I'll start hating only if you make me. Cups of the XO. All my people been here. I see all of her friends here. Guess she don't have the time to kick it no more. Flights in the morning. What you doing that's so important? I've been drinking so much that I'ma call you anyway and say, fuck that nigga that you love so bad. I know you still think about the times we had. I say, fuck that nigga that you think you found, and since you picked up, I know he's not around. Oh, oh, oh.
Are you drunk right now?
I'm just saying you could do better. Tell me, have you heard that lately? I'm just saying you could do better. Start hating only if you
I think I'm addicted to naked pictures and sitting talking about bitches that we almost had. I don't think I'm conscious of making monsters out of the women I sponsor till it all goes bad. But shit, it's all good. We threw a party, yeah, we threw a party. Bitches came over, yeah, we threw a party. I was just calling cause they were just leaving. Talk to me, please, don't have much to believe in. I need you right now, are you down to listen to me? Too many drinks have been given to me. I got some women that's living off me. Pay for their flights and hotels, I'm ashamed. Bet that you know them, I won't say no names. After a while, girl, they all seem the same. I've had sex 4 times this week, I'll explain. Having a hard time adjusting to fame, spreading that mixed up. I've been talking crazy, girl, I'm lucky that you picked up. Lucky that you stayed on. I need someone to put this weight on.
Sorry. Are you drunk right now?
I'm just saying you could do better. Tell me, have you heard that lately? I'm just saying you could do better. And I'll start hating only if you make me.
You're not gonna come? I'm about to just kick your head in.
Just throw up while I hold your heart back. Her white friend said you niggas crazy. I hope no one heard that. Yeah. I hope no one heard that. Cause if they did, we gon' be in some trouble. Yeah.
If they did, we gon' be in some trouble. Trouble. Oh.
Thank you. jump right in and fall asleep. I fall asleep because you are the devil, baby. Because you are the... If you was in a pine box, I would surely break the lock. I jump right in and fall asleep. I fall asleep because you are the devil, baby. Because you are the death of me. You, the death of me.
Looking in the mirror, I'm embarrassed. I'm feeling like a suicidal terrorist. React like an infant whenever you are mentioned. Mind over matter never worked for my nemesis. I'm in the matter of man, arm wrestling hands. I was dope when I said the music business was all I needed. When I got it, I was greeted by an alien that said last year that she slept with a Canadian and gave him an addiction that'll keep him in Mercedes Benz. Bright lights and Rihanna has a lady friend. My vice is similar. Women love when you're my type and you win it from everything that your palm right. Put her in the Palms Hotel, Sin City, devil in a dress, platinum. Them Chanel lit the ambiance, all cause the audience one day said I would do it. So instead of a verse being read, I'ma go and get some head off the strength of my music. I tell a bad bitch, yo ass too fat, capitalize that. And your weave look good with the Indian tracks. Tracking device on your use 5 series, I don't call back, just blame it on your Canadian. The same day we say we in the area, cruising in Toronto. Hit me on the cellular, thought he was gonna sell me a false word like the rappers I know. Sat down with a few drinks, located where you can't see us. A white waitress on standby when we need her. A black Maybach 40 pulled up, Jeep, no doors. All that nigga was missing was Aaliyah. Felt like the initiation. A reality living in the matrix. We talk casually about the industry and how the women be the tastemakers for the shit we making. Then he said that he was the same age as myself, and it didn't help cause it made me even more rude and impatient. So blame it on Mr. OVOXO. The reason why I'm breathing on the vanity I know. The reason why my best friend says she loved me more than life, but I live a double life and need to let her go. The reason why the highlight was when he said you belong to the people when you outside. So dig a shovel full of money, full of power, full of pussy, full of fame, and bury yourself alive. Then I died.
Welcome back to the studio. The last track, we'll go backwards and tell you about all that music, 1.5 hour of music. So we're halfway into Groove on the Wireless number 86 here on Radioactive International. And that was Drake, and it also had Drake was the rapper or the MC, and it also had Kendrick Lamar, and both of those guys are kind of the main men in hip-hop at the moment. And the track that we heard was Marvin's Room and also Buried Alive. So Drake was the main man, and then Kendrick Lamar came in. And a little bit like the problems of the first world, it seems to be all women problems. And I really don't know. I mean, when I really got into hip-hop, it was about, well, they were problems that I kind of identified with. And I have to say that being famous and having women throw themselves at you is not a problem that I would have identified with then or now. And I'm much more into stuff that's political. Before that, we had, and so that was Public Enemy, even the great hip hoppers that I've forgotten temporarily, Tribe Called Quest, they were all the people that were kind of into that. And then also I'm going to feature somebody that also influenced me. So if we go back right to the very start, anyway, rewind to Guilfoyle. So we had a sample from Guilfoyle, who's a character in Silicon Valley, and he talks about the internet and how he makes it work, and that had a mention of Skrillex. And then we used Skrillex as the opening track, and that was Roughneck, followed by Lone with Firstborn Seconds, followed by one of the my favorite tracks at the moment, maybe one of my favorite tracks of the year, is Every Day is a Blue Monday featuring Meggie, and it's L Tex FA is the band. And then after that, we heard a freebie that's available via Accelerate or XL, the figure 8, the or.com. And that was a track called Treat, and it's by Erdbeerschnitzel, I think. And then we had Drake, so that finished that off. When I was in the States, I'm always it's an interesting place. California is very interesting and great, and I was doing surfing and like the California life, as you'd imagine. But I also went over to East Bay and drove around Oakland and headed up towards Berkeley, and that is a different, it's a different life. It's a little bit the California that you don't know about, sort of. So Oakland was a bit of an eye-opener for me when I was driving around in it, and it reminded me some of the music that I picked up. This is one of the tracks of the music that I picked up, and I think it describes certain sections of Oakland. And I love the people of Oakland, and I'm hoping that the Raiders have a good season this year. It hasn't started off so well. So all those and the Oakland A's and everything else, I'm with you. Anyway, this is a track by War, and we're going to go into the second half of the show. So I hope you're enjoying it. This is Dr. Groove on Radioactive International.
You are listening to Dr. Groove on the wireless.
Now it's jazz. The place is roaring. All beautiful girls in there. One mad brunette at the bar, drunk with her boys. One strange chick I remember from somewhere, wearing a simple skirt with pockets. Her hands in there. Short haircut, slouched, talking to everybody. Up and down the stairs they come. The bartenders are the regular band of Jack and the heavenly drummer who looks up in the sky with blue eyes, with a beard. He's wailing beer caps of bottles and jamming at the cash register, and everything is going to the beat. It's the beat generation. It's Bayat. It's the beat to keep, it's the beat of the heart. It's being beat and down in the world and like old time low down. And like in ancient civilizations, the slave boatmen rowing galleys to a beat, and servants spinning pottery to a beat.
Solo, reaching his young hands. if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I would tell you that sometimes it's easier to desire and pursue the attention and admiration of 100 strangers than it is to accept the love and loyalty of those closest to me. And I would tell you that sometimes I prefer to look at myself through someone else's eyes, eyes that aren't clouded with the tears of knowing what an asshole I can be, as yours are. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I might be able to listen in silence to your concerns, rather than hearing everything as an accusation or an indictment against me. And I would tell you that sometimes I use sex to avoid communication. It's the best escape when we're down on our luck. But I can express more emotions than laughter, anger, and let's fuck. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I would tell you that I pooped in my own dog dish. And sometimes I would rather face not eating than face licking it clean and admitting when I'm selfish. And I tell you that I'm suffering from the worst type of loneliness, the loneliness of being misunderstood. More poignantly, the loneliness of being afraid to allow myself to be understood. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I would tell you that the personal revolution is far more difficult than the first step in any revolution. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I would tell you that music is the expression of emotion, and that politics is merely the decoy of perception.
Yes, and that ends ridiculously quickly. I just don't even know where. I suppose you're supposed to mix something else into it. That's Esteban with Homesick. And before that, we had Music and Politics from Disposable Heroes of Hypocrisy, Michael Franti. I think he's from the Bay Area somewhere. And then before that, we had I've Got My Boys Coming At Me Now from Sika. S-E-E-K-A-E, which came courtesy of Alan. It's a tip. And they're an experimental three-piece from Australia. And I'm looking forward to that album that's going to be released soon. And I think we started it all off with War and something from The Ghetto. It was Nappy Head, theme from Ghetto Man. And I don't know why, I think my trip to Oakland triggered that off. So we come to the end of Groove on the Wireless number 86, and I'm gonna end it with one of my favorite Beatles tracks, and this goes out especially to Bob and Ashlyn and my new niece Amelia. Welcome to the planet, all the way down there in Sydney. And this is Come Together, or Shtum.